اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. The surah we're going to discuss is known as Bayyinah. It's a very long surah. I know when I was small, this was the one surah I never wanted to get tested in madrasa. The reason is meaning. You don't know meaning, then it's very hard. It's our first mutashabihat. لَمْ يَكُنِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ مُنْفَكِّينَ حَتَّى تَأْتِيَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَةِ. Bayyinah means the proof. Bayyinah means the proof. The proof refers to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was the biggest proof. What the surah's crux is, however, is there were two groups before the coming of Allah's Nabi. So each of these two groups behaved like they were the bosses. One was what we call the people of the book, the Christians and the Jews. They were known as the people of the book, meaning they are the alim. They know about the previous anbiya. So you normally walk with that attitude, that everyone has to ask me. And as the attitude grew, they would start calling themselves, we are the beloveds of Allah. Then they would also say that we will not go in the fire. If we have to go in the fire a few days, then you're going to go after. Ours is a few days. Allah loves us too much. They just carried on growing in their pride. Why you grow in this pride is because you are the main person. Main person. The surah, they're not going to read the surah. The mushrik is not going to read the surah. We're going to read it. The surah was to say to the believers, don't ever make the same mistake. That the day you become the selected of Allah, don't ever think you someone great. That was the mistake they made. They would walk around and people would ask them a question. That was more than enough. Now their heads blew up. Now they started seeing themselves in the mirror. I am the person. Imagine to say, I am the beloved of Allah. They said it, نَحْنُ أَحِبَّاءُ اللَّهِ. I am the beloved of Allah. They looked at people around them and it made them think that there's no one like me. The surah was to say, don't ever look at people around you. When you're going to look, you have to look in the court of Allah. When we will look in the court of Allah, you will not see other people. You will only see purity. And we will see how dirty we are to be in that court. When we look at people around, you will always feel, I think I'm okay. We can't, because we're not for this world, we're for the court of Allah. The one who looks at the court, he's not bothered of what he sees outside the court. They looked at the people around who would always ask them, tell me, they began thinking they knew it all. So such a level of pride comes, that even when the greatest proof, which is called Al-Bayyina, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to them, and their whole life would speak regarding him. When the proof comes, normally you will say, someone says something, say, bring me a proof. The surah says, the proof came. When the proof came, that's when they collapsed. Because a man who is filled with pride doesn't ever want to be told you're wrong. In the Muslim Ummah, this sickness will always be there. The second group was the mushrik. Where they were? They were worshipping idols. But because they were the progeny of Ismail alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, then Allah gave them the Kaaba. He gave them the khidna of the Kaaba. Now the people would come for Hajj, Umrah. Just because they were looking after the Kaaba, they started thinking they are the people of the Kaaba. But looking after a masjid doesn't mean you the man of Allah. You're the man of the masjid. Being a principal in a madrasa doesn't mean you a man of Allah. You're the principal. Having some authority in the world doesn't mean you have any show by Almighty Allah. There a gardener could have a greater place than the sheikh also of the khanqa. So in this world, our job is intizam only. One person is a secretary, one person is the principal, he is the speaker, he is the listener, he is the organizer. But in the court of Almighty Allah, everyone is nothing. Everyone is nothing. There a person has to say, in that court, If one piece of dirt is competing with another piece of dirt, then the one with the broom sweeps both out. Both get swept out. There it is haya, to be shy, that will I be entered into the court of Allah. There you can't look at positions in this world. That positions is just for intizam. There is no positions. So the mushriks, they had the Kaaba. People would come to them. They left it up to such a level. They started thinking that they are park. They are park. That's why they made laws. Arafah. They would not go to Arafah. Arafah wasn't for them. Hajj is Arafah, not for them. But we have to look after the Kaaba. We can't go out of the haram. The whole world will go out of the haram, not us. We'll be in the haram. We have, who's going to look after the haram? It's us. They have their own laws. People would come to the Kaaba. It became such that we are pure. So other people would come, they would say to that person, you want to make tawaf of the Kaaba in your dirty clothing. Dirty clothing means you sinned in this clothing so many years. How are you going to make tawaf? Then they would tell the person, take my clothing. You rather wear my clothing and make tawaf. My clothing, meaning I'm so pure, my clothing is pure. Your clothing is dirty. But they knew that they were killing every day someone. They were doing the worst of actions, but what a thought it was. We are the beloved of Allah. Just because they were given show and prominence. Because of the Kaaba, they started thinking they were important. And if a man came and they never have clothing to give him, amazing it was. People would make tawaf of the house of Allah naked. They would go at night and make it. Because these people told him, in your dirty clothing. But they would go. They couldn't be dirty. To these two groups, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is al-bayyina, the proof comes. Allah tabarakallah says, amazing. These two groups, they were going to remain united. How does a mushrik remain united with a person of the book? Each one was so high in his level, there's no one like me, that he was not even bothered about everyone. He was just in his own world. So the Christian, he had no problem with the mushrik. Mushrik had no problem with the Christian. Why? The proof is not there. When you go up in your pride, your name is the only thing that matters, not the truth. Even for your pride, if it means that you must become friends with the enemy, in pride, man is ready to do anything. As long as my status is kept high. In Muslims, there will always be that. Allah Tawarakala saves us all. It's a man who got knowledge. They would call him Munshi. They would call him the man who read. They would call him Para Lika Hua. He knows how to read. Everyone else is stupid. But because they would say that, they say, Hazrat, you know how to read. Suddenly Hazrat would think, I know everything. He only knows how to read. So Hazrat can be Hazrat, it could be Hazrat's mother. The grannies of the past, they were pious aunties. But because they were pious aunties, they also thought that they know the whole Quran also. All the ahadith they know. So if they made a masala for them, this masala, even if it's not mentioned in Bukhari, Muslim, it's somewhere. Then later on the alim will come and say, no way, what you know like? Now he said, but I read the kitabs, how dare you? Why? Because auntie heard, she's a pious auntie. So this khiyalat that came, a time comes where someone says to a person, you know, there's a need for some change in your family. This man was such a good man of deen. He's the one who built the masjid. He built it. He hired the imam for the masjid. But now when the imam came, the imam never built a masjid, but the imam does know more than him. As soon as the imam gives his first, instead of he, I learned so much today, he tells the imam, that you'll tell him, you should have become the imam, more than the imam. And as soon as the imam mentioned not in his life, then you see the break. The surah was to say, that must never happen. When the truth comes, people must submit to the truth. When he comes in a family, he comes for the goodness of the family, meaning, at the moment the family is not so good,
telling him, bring to us. There's change needed. Show us the change. We want to get closer. There's a court to reach. The surah, the crux of the surah was, during your days before the truth coming, if because of your status you have reached somewhere where you think you're someone big, don't make the mistake. لَمْ يَكُنِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ Almighty Allah says, the people of the book, they were kafir, but they were people of the book. Mushrikeen, they were worshipping idols. All of them thought we are the bosses. They were not going to break apart munfakkeen. حَتَّى تَأْتِيَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَةِ Their break would come when the proof would reach them. That's where a person is broken. Now he shows his true colors. Now suddenly where he always was calling to Allah, now he is fighting the Nabi of Allah. Where always he was showing himself, he hates the deen of Allah. Have you ever seen those houses where the boy, right, I'm graduating now. I did mention to my father, my mother, I would like to have full shari'i parda. Parda from my brother-in-law, parda from my cousin. And the boy will write, my father is a very respected person in the locality. He is very pious, but I know when I mention this to him, he'll become upset with me. That's word, he'll become upset. How can someone become upset when entering further? The surah was to say, don't make the mistake. Two groups already did it. They became upset when the truth came to them. Allah, the truth was the Nabi of Allah. He was reading from them from a pure book. In it, surah by surah, kutubun qayyima, every surah. Never brought any funny thing to them. But when a man doesn't want change, even pure is not accepted in his house. Even the pure. وَمَا تَفَرَّقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ Almighty Allah says, the people of the book, what caused them to break? That some accepted the truth, some were not ready to accept. Some submitted to the truth, others fought against the truth. All of this happened مِن بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَةِ when the truth came. Me and you will also be tested. But we can't say we got the whole deen. There's still lot to come. Lot. We grew up in an Islamic country. We don't have an Islamic environment. We can never think I got the entire Islam. There's a lot of things we have never heard about. When it will come, let not our pride, just because I never do it, means it's not part of my deen. Just because I never do it, does not mean it's not part. There must be the person who is ready to say, I'm ready for change as long as it's proven it is part of my deen. That person is of the best level who says, I'm very weak, but I'll never stop somebody else doing what I can't do. I am very weak, but I'll never stop somebody else doing what I can't do. Every person can't do everything, but never ever to be a barrier of those who need to do it. There is levels on this ladder which our fathers, grandfathers walked, and what a walk they made. They reached a country when there was no deen. No one was wearing a kurta, no one was wearing a burqa. Our mothers put on the burqa, our fathers put on the kurta. It was not easy. They went on the last step. The next group grew up seeing the people with the kurta and the burqa. Allah inspired them further. They said, let's put on a niqab. Let's cover the face from strangers. The boy put on a turban. Zulfa, deen was coming alive. Went on another step, but was it the end? The next one is inspired. I want to make proper parda from my cousins. The next level is, I don't even want to speak to. The next level is, I would like to stay in my house. I don't want to go out. There's levels in haya, there's levels modesty. It goes high to the sky. Every error will bring someone who will have a piety which was not seen in the group before. Parents can never feel shy. Stars can feel shy of the students. But if a person is enjoying his position and he doesn't want anyone to climb over his position, then he will be like this. For him, it's a position. The father sees the
son becoming better than the father. He becomes
upset. He says, you don't know your place.
What do you think you are?
He says, your hat now, your head is too big for your
hat.
All he's saying, what he's saying is, you don't dare tell me anything. That's all he's saying. The ustad sees the student. He doesn't want the student better than the teacher. He grabbed a position. But the one whose eye is on the court of Almighty Allah, he is shy. He just wants people to go further, further, further. At least he can say, oh Allah, what I couldn't do to make you happy, others are doing. That's it. The surah was to say, don't make that mistake. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ Allah Tabarakala says, I never asked them for positions. I never asked them to become the beloveds of Allah according to their qawl. We are the sons of Allah. He said, I never told them that we are in charge of the Kaaba. We are the bosses. All I told them is when you worship Allah, be sincere for Allah. If sincerity is there, man, as soon as he hears my Allah has said something, he will grab on it immediately. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا Now Quran says, we told you of them and their mistake. Their result is forever and ever in the fire. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَةِ They are the worst of what Allah created. Me and you must not be. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ As for the people of Iman and good deeds, they are the best of Allah's creation. Khairul Badi. May Allah Tabarakallah make us of that. But what it got to do? Ikhlas for the deen of Allah. Always to desire that more and more must be done. And I don't know it all. I don't know it all. The scholars of the past were masters in their groups. They came and taught Quran in the country so well they taught Quran. But the next group who learned Quran young from them, Allah granted them the ability, they were able to learn how to read Quran even better than the teachers. If the teacher had pride, he would have stopped him. He said, how dare, who you think you are? But they loved to hear better reciting. They were not shy to say, we never had the chance to read so beautiful Quran. You got the chance, go study, teach the world. They were happy. The next group came, they learned the meaning of Quran. The teacher saw them, they were so happy, he's translating Quran. It would make them happy. That was ikhlas of the elders. Allah give us this ikhlas. We can never ever think my position is going to be spoiled. A sheikh in a town is delivering lectures. He got the whole town with him. Then he gets the news another sheikh is moving to this town. He gets like an allergy, a scratch. He says, when I'm having my majlis now, and he's going to have his majlis, then he's going to break the crowd. So what he does, he takes one glass of water, clean water, pure water, and he fills it up nicely. He fills up the water to the top and he tells his khadim, now you take it to him. Not to tell him you're thirsty, here's some water, to tell him that see, in this town, there's only one glass. And the glass is already full. There's enough clean water in this town, we don't need any more water. You rather go somewhere else where there's no water. Poor people are far in the world. He says, rather go somewhere and look for someone who got no deen. Why are you pitching up here where enough is enough? The people got enough water, meaning I'm giving the water. They don't need you. Even batteries are dying today. So they don't need you. So the sheikh who came, this we will not see so much in our country by Allah's kindness, because we don't have so many Muslims. But as numbers become bigger, you see it. There's pride even in the scholars. One person puts up a madrasa, very smart madrasa. He's such a big sheikh. Then he gets the news of another scholar putting up a madrasa opposite the road. How he burns. Whereas the town, the country got enough students to fill up both madrasas. But because of that burn, had he wanted, he could have gone to tell that ustad in front, you know, Allah reward you. It's very hard to look after all the students. You take half. But where he will do that? He'll burn. For the next 5-10 years, all his bayans is on the fault of the one opposite. And the one opposite will speak about the fault of this one. Each one needs my students, don't go there. Allah Tabarakallah save us, that we must never ever make deen like a business. Ikhlas. So the new sheikh now gets the message, here's a glass here, there's no place for you. Water is full. So that sheikh, he got a small, how you have like a rose. And he takes one rose and he puts it just by the water. And then he tells the khadim, go give it back. That khadim is wondering, what's carrying on here? I thought you drink the water. What he wanted to tell him, that there's enough water in the town, but let's make it rose water now. That let's join together and get even more goodness out. You got water, let's just put one rose there and create rose water. Meaning my coming in your town is not going to harm anything. It's only going to make it even better. If you were teaching hifz of Quran, I'm now teaching meaning of Quran. Am I spoiling anything? If you were teaching lovely recital, I will teach lovely tajweed. They'll only get better. Let's join together and we can go further. But when this ikhlas is not there, everyone sees everyone else as competition. Even in deen, they see competition. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Allah Tabarak Tala says, the people of Iman, and the people who will do good actions, which means here, ikhlas. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ They are the best of Allah's creation. جَزَاؤُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ Their reward by Allah will be جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ Gardens in which they will stay forever and ever. تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ Under which rivers will flow. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا They will live in this forever and ever. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْ Allah is happy with them and they will be happy with Allah. We normally know this for Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Radiallahu anhum. Allah Tabarakallah mentioned this as a title for whoever will have ikhlas for the deen of Allah. ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشِيَ رَبَّ This will be for the one who fears his Allah. He looks at that court, it's so pure. I don't know if I'm fit to be near that court. Then he has no position that he sees in this world. He's always worried of that court. And he's so happy if somebody else can please Almighty Allah. And with that person, then his work can get done. May Allah Tabarakallah bless us all with a unique level of ikhlas. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyi al-kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.